Then he forms the R.H. Siegfried Insurance Company.
That's correct.
What kind of an insurance and bonding company was it? Who did they cater to?
It was basically a property and casualty insurance company. They did some life, but that was not their big thing. He became really good at bonding pipeline companies for oil and drilling companies. They did a lot of insurance with the forerunner of the Williams companies, Parker Drilling, and the like.
You must be obviously very proud of your grandfather. How old do you think he was when he came to Tulsa?
Oh, I know. He was 12.
12 years old?
12 years old. He made it here by himself.
And then obviously he lived a number of years before he met his bride, Ruth. But to have come here at 12...
His highest education was sixth grade.
I guess you've already alluded to it. He must have had that very outgoing personality, and everybody liked to be around him.
He did. When St. John's Hospital was originally being developed and built, they hired the largest hospital builder at the time in Madison, Wisconsin. My grandfather didn't have a lot of connections at the time. He was just an insurance salesman. Maybe the name will come to me in a minute. But there was a very wealthy oil man here who was the foundation of the hospital, but he had no personality. He had all the contacts but couldn't close. So he got with my grandfather, and the two of them would team up on the potential givers to build the original hospital and tag team them, you might say. And that's how the original building got started.
For St. John Hospital.
For St. John's.
Wow. He was the kind that was involved in many civic issues. But beyond St. John Hospital, he was instrumental in creating other entities in this town as well.
Yes.
Like Christ the King Church.
He was involved in that, yes.
And Casha Hall.
All the empty land bordering Utica that hadn't been built upon, he bought and gave it to Casha to protect the whole block area, and that's still not built upon.
Right. Wow, that is very interesting. Your grandparents had one son, right?
Yes.
And he then was your father.
That's right.
And he was Robert, also known as Bobby.
Right.
Did he work in the insurance company?
He went to Casha Hall, Marquette. We all went to Culver Military School in the summertime. Now four or five generations have gone through that school.
Where is that?
That's in Culver, Indiana. It's about 80 miles to the east of South Bend.
So that was a summertime activity?
It was like a military school, but summer.
And you have memories of that, obviously. How old were you when you first went there?
When I was a freshman to when I was a junior in high school.
Did you like it?
I loved it. First year is pretty tough because they pick on you. But after that, you get to pick on the other kids, so you got some rank.
That's been a tradition in your family. Obviously, the values you and the younger generations have learned from there have been good.
Oh, I think the values that we took home from that were great. And it's still a very strong school. Just yesterday, I recommended some people to go there, look into it for their children for next year.
Huh. We'll talk about your brother, Ray. He obviously went there too then, right?
He did.
Culver. Then your father eventually marries a young lady by the name of?
Betty. She was from Detroit, Michigan, and was some sort of clerk in a insurance company that he was representing back here in Oklahoma. It was called Standard Accident. He'd go up there periodically to do business, and they started courting her. He brought her back here and married her.
And she was Betty, and so that's your father and mother. From that marriage, there were how many children?
Five.
And their names would be?
Diane is my oldest sister. She married a guy named Lindsay Perkins. They still live in Tulsa here. Ray the second married Milan Hastings. And they still live in Tulsa. He is deceased. And then myself, I married a lady named Sherry, and we live in Tulsa. And then the next is Mary Celeste Bindle, my sister, who lives in Tulsa. And then the youngest is Harvey Richard Rick Siegfried.
From your marriage, do you have children?
I have two boys.
And their names are?
Roman and Reagan. Roman was born brain injured. He's 37 now, and he lives in Skytook in a regular neighborhood home with a couple that has been caring for him for 10 years. He's 24-hour care. And then I have another son named Reagan. His middle name is Henry. He works for the family business, Nordam.
This all sounds pretty smooth. The insurance company comes along, and I'm sure the insurance company had its ups and downs and all that, but Ray Sr. was able to always right the ship and make it happen.
He did. He did a lot of bonding. A lot of times he would size up the deal, and instead of forwarding the premium to the underwriter, he'd just say, I'll take the risk, took all the premium himself, and hopefully it didn't cave in. Most of the time that worked. One of the times it didn't, so he was going to have to pay for the performance bond that the company, which eventually became Nordam, wasn't going to perform. And that's how our family invested in Nordam.